It's Wednesday, the 15th of April. Almost halfway there. 12 noon, halfway there. There being where. It's another. It's not a nice morning again. It's grey everywhere, no sunshine. It's not particularly nice. We've had rain, the air's damp, the garden's heavy with moisture, water droplets. I suppose the positive side is it's quite mild this morning. And it's not raining just now. You know, I did put my hat on because I thought it was raining. There you go. I'm not taking it off, it can stay on. So as well, I'll take it off and the rain will start. Anyway, so good sleep last night. Tired this morning though. After yesterday's exertions, I really am out of condition. The decorating. It's not so much the decorating, it's what you have to do before and after. So you have to move all the furniture about. Some of it very heavy into the centre of the room, and then cover it all, and then do your decorating, well, your wash downs first, and then all that kind of stuff. But not only that, then you have to put it back for the evening. Ah, Mr. Blackbird has just returned. He's on the back fence with a really big beakful of worms and goodies for Mrs. Blackbird, who I know because I just had a wee kick at her as I walked to the end of the corner of the house, sitting in the nest on her young. She's feeding south today. She was feeding north previously. I wonder if they do that just to, so that they get a different view or something to do with sitting the chicks. So go on then. Right, he's into the tree as usual. He'll hop through the tree. She's to go out the nest. Hello, Mrs. Blackbird, how are you? Yeah, stretching their wings like mad here. And he's way into the nest. And she's flew up on the back fence and she's given herself a good shake and a feather ruffle. And now she's off at the park. Just had a big, great big poop as I saw her land somewhere. Now she's away. So she's off hunting for her own food. He's now obviously shoved the grub into the gaping mouth or mouths. They usually have two, sometimes three. And now that he's fed them, he's come back out to polish off the porridge. When she's come back, and she just ticked him off, she flew straight down to where he was feeding and gave him that wee squirt, as if to say, go on you lazy bugger, leave that porridge for me, you go and find more worms. You know, just as I said that, it reminded me of I'm beginning to get a wee bit like, unintentionally, or honestly unintentionally, like Johnny Morris, or many of you, most of you out there wouldn't even know who Johnny Morris is. Johnny Morris used to do a television series every week, television programme for animals, and he spoke for the animals. he was fantastic, was Johnny Morris. Whether it was a chimpanzee or an elephant or whatever, he did the voicing, and he asked them questions and answered how he thought they might answer. But he was brilliant. I think there'll only be a few people out there who remember Johnny Morris. What was the name again? Is it something zoo? Zoo? Was it Animal Magic? Come on, who was it? I know Sarah will know that one. Yeah. Anyway. You see, I've been taken off kilter again. So put the furniture back into a rough position. But then when I finished decorating last night, we're getting the new carpet laid tomorrow, so you've got to get rid of your old carpet unless you really want a very, very deep shag pile in your living room and your doors won't open or close. So the easiest way for me to do that was to cut it into 4 foot wide strips. I've got halfway across the room, and that was at 6:30 last night, and I called the halt for the day. So I'll do the rest, and then I'll need to lift all the old gripper. And then get some furniture out of the living room, whatever we can, for the guys coming in the morning. So basically what I'm trying to say is, it sounds more like what I was doing, but all these activities are very sore. My pecs are sore. My lower back muscles, not the back itself, but the lower back muscles are sore. Even my thighs are sore. All that up and down ladders and moving things about while you're in your hunkers. Doing your hunkers. Feeling the benefit and the end result, you know, when it was all decorated, wife was really pleased with the choice of paint. White cotton on the walls. Yes, it's quite nice actually. It's like a kind of nice, gentle canvas, if you like. So, getting on with things, but unfortunately run out of days because we're off on Friday morning. I've got much time and I've so much to do. I'm just, oh my god, I've got that to do today. I've got a car to wash and polish and get ready, and then I've a couple of commitments to go and see. I need to go back through and see my cousin Stephen in Edinburgh in the Marie Curie Hospital Centre. Got a text from his wife Faye last night. Doesn't sound good about the pain. I keep praying. I pray every day that God will give him an early release and not let him endure a horrible torment. So, I don't want to linger on that actually. So, yes, it's when I jump in that driver's seat on Friday morning to head north, I'm going to be one happy person. I really am. I'm just going to, because I love that drive up there. It's such a beautiful drive up north. Wow, I can picture all the places we go through. Up over the moors. Probably still see a lot of snow in the mountains. They've still been getting snow, would you believe that? Yeah. So, I guess what I'm trying to say is that I'm actually quite enjoying all the hard work, because it's to an end and we can go away on Friday morning knowing that the living room has all been completed. And literally close the door on that. And what? To an end. Yeah, close the door, get out of here. No. Whatever I was going to say is gone. Yes, well, just basically, come Friday morning, I'd be satisfied with the work I've done and happy to get away for a week's holiday. Oh.